Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, October 30th, 2006. Once again, for those of you that listen regularly, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. And this Monday morning, it's a beautiful Monday morning where we live here in rural Lancaster, Pennsylvania. It's a joy to share God's Word with you. Today's message is titled, The Path of Life. The scripture text is Psalm chapter 16, verse 11.
You have made known to me the path of life. You fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand.
Near our home is a majestic old estate dating back prior to the Civil War. In fact, it's near a beautiful trout-filled spring that runs between the estate and a church settled in the early 1700s. The church building was the very first log cabin church built in the United States, although years later it was burned to the ground and rebuilt in stone.
Well, we enjoy walking through the grounds and along the beautiful paths. As a matter of fact, this summer I picked lots of wild raspberries. They were delicious. Today's photo is one of those paths, but really, it doesn't do the scene justice. We really can't convey in a photo the smells and sounds that are part of the experience.
We're reading today, and that photo is available on the website today for the 30th of October at DailyEncouragement.net. Scripture in numerous places speaks of the path of life, with today's passage being the very first. It's from a Psalm of David, written some 3,000 years ago. In addressing God, he asserts, quote, again, "You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand."
There are several references to the path of life in the Proverbs, such as, "The path of life leads upward for the wise."
But the final reference to the path of life in Scripture may surprise you. Peter quotes this psalm verbatim in his sermon on the day of Pentecost, making it clear that ultimately he was referring to Jesus Christ as the path of life. Of course, Jesus himself tells us, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." I thank God for making known to me the path of life. What a great joy and blessing it is to follow Christ.
Let's pray together. Father, I consider today the upward path of life laid out for those who are wise. It might not be the shortest, most traveled, or least difficult trail. At various turns, the incline may be so steep to the point of forcing me on all fours. But that's a posture in which I'm most humbled. It forces me to kneel down before you, the Lord, my Maker. Your strength is perfect when my strength is gone. It is a place of recognition where I realize it is no longer my strength, but it is your strength I walk in. It is no longer my plan, but your perfect plan I walk in. It is no longer my wisdom, but your perfect wisdom that I walk in. You give perfect direction and adequate strength to walk the upward path that leads to life everlasting. Thank you that I will never walk the path of life alone, for you lead the way. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. Again, it's a joy to share with you today. We are on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. We don't have a lot of additional resources on the posting today. We do have a link to that Psalm, Psalm 16 in its entirety, both audio and to read it, as well as a couple of links you may find interesting regarding the estate we mentioned. It's called the Cameron Estate. And also, it happens to be a Presbyterian church that was established, and we have an online brochure that gives you some history of that church for any that might be interested. Again, our photo today is a picture we took just last week along that path. Actually, we took it on Brooksine's birthday, the 21st of October. Beautiful day. We were over there together with a stare, taking a hike, and which in turn prompted this particular message. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to Christ, and this day be encouraged.